We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm on the phone right now with Melissa Mitchum. She is a nematologist with the University of Georgia. Melissa, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Dustin.
So what we're talking about today is the soybean cyst nematode and the work being done and some new tools that are on their way and how the checkoff plays a part in that. So let's start there, first of all. Let's talk about the research being done and what's coming and how the checkoff is playing a part in that.
Sure. Well, researchers are certainly very active right now, and one of the primary focuses is really to try to identify novel resistance genes. Really right now, the market is dominated by a single type of resistance, and that's the PI88788 type of resistance. And so soybean breeders and other researchers are trying to identify other types of genetic resistance that will offer different modes of action that would allow our growers to be able to rotate. And one of the ideas will be to try to couple that with prescriptive management. And in order to do that, we really need to get a better handle on the genes in the nematode that allow it to become resistant to the current sources of resistance on the market. And fortunately, with the support of the soybean checkoff, we have made some breakthroughs in terms of, one, we've now have a soybean cyst nematode genome, which is the genetic blueprint for the nematode, and that allows us to then be able to do some work to try to pinpoint the genes involved in what we refer to as virulence. So this is the nematode's ability to reproduce on those resistant cultivars. And once we have those in hand, then we'll be able to develop better tools to identify what type of population is present in a farmer's field, and then couple that with the right type of genetic resistance to combat that nematode.
So how important was it to get that, get that mapping? I mean, that's almost like the playbook almost, you know, the opposing team when you get something like that nailed down, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. We have the playbook, and not only that, we have a collection of nematode populations that are really different in their ability. So we have populations that have the ability to reproduce on the current type of resistance, but also other sources of resistance. And with that genetic blueprint in hand, we can also then sequence these other populations, compare their genomes, and that really helps us pinpoint those genes involved in virulence. And once we have those in hand, we can then develop what we call molecular markers that can enable us to develop a much more rapid molecular test to determine what a farmer's field population is and if it has resistance to which types of resistance. And then that will allow us to then, hopefully, as more resistant cultivars with different modes of action come to market, be able to prescribe the best type of resistance.
And of course, it's hard to pinpoint how long something like this takes, but give our listeners an idea of the timetable involved into doing something like this. I mean, obviously, this kind of stuff doesn't just happen overnight.
No, it has taken years, and we're fortunate that the soybean checkoff has a long-term, they had a vision, and they supported long-term research that allowed us to get to this point. With this in hand, I mean, we've already started sequencing a number of these other populations. These comparisons are currently underway by researchers, and so we're hoping to pinpoint these genes in the next few years, and then that can then be moved towards the development of a potential molecular test. Now, our breeders, our soybean breeders, are extremely active right now trying to identify novel genes for resistance, coming up with strategies to, combine those genes in the most effective way to combat some of these nematodes that are already resistant to the current sources. But I think where we need to move in the future is to really partner with industry to get those genes out, to get those new modes of action on the market so farmers have options. And that's really where the focus is right now. We know those genes exist and they've been identified, but, it takes years to introgress those into elite high-yielding cultivars. But we need to start somewhere, and I think the time is to start now.
Could this change the face of how we manage the soybean cyst nematodes in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, our major tool in the toolbox is to deploy genetic resistance. The issue at hand is that 95% of the soybeans that are planted today derive their resistance from a single type of resistance called PI88788. So over the last couple of decades, What has happened due to repeated planting is we've selected for nematodes that are resistant to that resistance and makes that less effective over time. So despite planting resistant varieties today, farmers are probably starting to lose yield despite planting those resistant cultivars. And that's why we need some other modes of action on the market that they can rotate to try to reduce those population densities and gain back that yield.
And now there's also a video series for those that maybe have missed out on this information before that the SCN Coalition has out there called Let's Talk Toads, and you've added to that as well. And we're not talking toads, little hopping guys. We're talking the nematodes. And so you can tell us a little bit about that video you added.
Yeah, absolutely. Last fall, we hosted the Toad Tour, part of the Toad Tour, the second part of the Toad Tour. The first part was hosted at Iowa State University, and there's a great series of videos on management of SCN. And then we brought a group over to the University of Georgia to sort of focus on the behind the scenes look at what type of research is going on and what are some of the new up and coming things that we're doing to try to combat the nematode. And so there's a collection, it's called the Research Collection. If you go to the SCN Coalition website, go over to videos, and then on the drop down menu, you'll find the Research Collection. And there's a number of videos there that I encourage your listeners to go to. Talks about what a virulent nematode is, why the source of resistance matters. It also talks about nematode spit and how we're trying to identify components of the spit so we can develop novel tools and technologies to combat the nematode. And there's also a tour. You can get a tour of our toad farm, which is where we house all of these different nematode populations that we're sequencing to try to pinpoint those genes for virulence. So a lot of fun, but also very educational and I think informative to growers.
All right. Well, Melissa, that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything you want to add for our listeners here before we wrap up today?
No, I appreciate the opportunity today. Thank you.
All right, that's Melissa Mitchum. She is a University of Georgia nematologist here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.